Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
In a move that many conservative states, counties, and municipalities have been making, Park County commissioners voted unanimously to declare the county a Second Amendment sanctuary. It's a move that many governments are taking in order to stave off whatever gun control measures come out of Washington and the Biden administration. Its intended purpose is to outlaw the confiscation of firearms by federal officials should that possibility become a reality. The resolution comes with the blessing of Park County Sheriff Scott Stewart. Something similar was introduced at the state level in the last legislative session, but due to problematic language in the bill, it did not advance out of committee. Embattled Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney has taken to Jeff Bezos' left-leaning Washington Post to author an op-ed on the current state of the Republican Party. In it, she levels a withering attack against what she sees as a constitutional issue: Donald Trump's continued insistence that the 2020 election was somehow rigged against him and that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. She urges fellow Republicans to follow the rule of law and to turn away from what she calls Trump's cult of personality. The move probably won't win her much support here in Wyoming, with a new poll released conducted by the political action committee Club for Growth. The survey was conducted late last month and questioned 415 likely Republican primary voters. It showed that 52% of respondents say they will vote for any Republican rather than Cheney, with 32% saying they would consider other Republican candidates. Only 14% said they would vote for her in the next election. Her favorability rating in the Cowboy State? -36%.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. And when you buy a sample, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you want a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Powell.
Gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon and 1 gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Weather permitting, Yellowstone's East Entrance Road over Sylvan Pass will open tomorrow at 8 a.m. to public motorists. However, park officials caution significant snowpack still exists in the Sylvan Pass area. As a precaution, park rangers will monitor avalanche conditions and temporary road closures may occur. On May 14th, the park plans to open the road from the south entrance to West Thumb, from Lake Village to West Thumb, and from West Thumb to Old Faithful over Craig Pass. This year, the road between Tower Roosevelt and Canyon Village over Dunraven Pass will remain closed for the season. People traveling in the park are urged to check the latest road conditions. Police are investigating the delivery of a threatening anti-Semitic email to a University of Wyoming employee last week. UW spokesman Chad Baldwin confirmed that an employee received an anti-Semitic email that threatened him with death, and the incident is under investigation. The email did not come from a university account, Baldwin said, but a Yahoo account. It was sent to Ben Hurt, the university's manager of academic advising and a racial justice activist. The sender was identified as Miley Lucas, a person who does not have any affiliation with UW. This incident comes just a few months after UW was a target of a racist attack on Zoom during a Black History Month event in February. On February 15th, five people sent racist and pornographic messages during a Zoom-hosted UW event. The University of Wyoming was one of many schools across the country to have Black History Month events disrupted by such attacks. Institutions, including the University of Southern California, Washington's Gonzaga University, and Rutgers in New Jersey, were Zoom bombed with similar hateful, violent words and images. Baldwin said it's not known whether there was a connection between the threatening email sent last week and the racist Zoom attack. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.